So what is the purpose for which we do Bhakti Shastra? You want to come a little closer? Yeah. So I would say three things. First is that we all read books, but just as a student who studies books, yes, somebody may read newspapers, and somebody may study current affairs to get a degree in that. The seriousness with which you study is much, much more. If you are doing a part of a course, you are going to give an exam. So we'll ourselves find that if you are a part of a course, we'll study the books much, much more seriously. And that the more seriously you study, the more understanding also we get. So one, at one level, you could say just seriousness in studying, that always comes when there is a course structure with an exam and with a systematic guided study. The second purpose is that definitely systematic study will help us in our outreach. If we are conducting classes or if we aspire to conduct classes, the more systematic study we have, the better we'll be able to explain things. But now, even devotees who are involved in preaching may not always recognize the importance of systematic presentation, systematic answering of questions. We see that many devotees give classes. Not all classes are equally inspiring or equally informative, equally organized. And I would say the real test of one's knowledge comes out in question answers. So if we have studied a subject properly, we have thought about it, see, giving a class is not all that difficult, because after some time, what happens is that we can just weave a few points together and we can give a class. And nowadays, with so many devotees having given classes, we can just search on ISKCON directory, find a class, it's suited our topic, and just repeat that, more with a little few modifications here and there. But the question answers is what creates a lot of faith in people if that is done well. And to do that, we really need to have studied the subject systematically. So I would say there'll be different levels of preachers, and the most effective preachers in terms of not just giving classes, but in terms of persuading people to take up Krishna Bhakti will be those who can answer questions, not just in terms of logic analysis, but who have actually taken up ownership of the philosophy, by which they feel at home in the philosophy and they can answer questions. So that will also happen through Shastric study systematically. And thirdly, there is the our classes. If you see, we may have daily Bhagavatam class, and even we have managed to come for the class, still the Bhagavatam class is not a systematic study of the Bhagavatam. It is more of a inspirational, you could say inspirational kind of study, because when we have one verse being studied every day, actually we are reading the Bhagavatam, but we are more connecting with that particular devotees who is speaking, that devotee's understanding of the Bhagavatam. So it's if we take 7-8 verses in one class and we go systematically over, then we actually study the Bhagavatam. So systematic Shastric study is in its own genre, and Srila Prabhupada himself wanted it. And Srila Prabhupada himself instituted the Bhakti Shastri courses, and that is because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur wanted it. But he had different names, but similar concepts, not exactly the same books. He wanted more the study of Goswami's books. But the principle was there of systematic study. So by there is the three levels of knowledge, you could say. One is the competence to answer question to give classes. The second is broad familiarity with scripture. And third is understanding the flow, the connection, the structure of the scriptural message. So most people think that anyone who can do the first well, who can give classes attractively, they will have the second and third. But it's not necessary. It can be, it cannot be. Oratory, the ability to speak well, is largely a result of past karma. Some people may have it a lot, some people may have it less. So, of course, we shouldn't assume that if somebody is a good speaker, they are just having oratorical skills. We can assume that they have studied scripture. But I'm just talking this as for analysis purpose, that there can be many devotees who are able to give reasonably good classes. And if you see, in many classes, there is a lot of entertainment that is done. You tell them story from here, here, there, which is not really connected with the theme,
right.
But we have to speak it to lighten the mood or to get, keep the audience interested. Sometimes some jokes are told. It varies. So I would say this is just one aspect of preaching. It may be important in certain forums, but if we have systematic study of scripture, then we will be deeply grounded in scripture. And that deep grounding makes a lot of difference in terms of the capacity to cultivate over the long run. So our movement will need different kinds of teachers. Right now, a lot of focus is on preaching to new people to get them to Krishna, and that is important. Along with that also, there is a whole genre where people are scriptural teachers. They don't so much speak to new people, but they do systematic courses like Bhakti Shastri and all that, where they help devotees to become more connected with the Shastra. They say it takes up people from the first level to the third level. So now not everybody may feel the need for it. Many devotees may do Bhakti Shastri simply because it's a need for second initiation or whatever. But there are a few devotees who are in this category also, and they need to be nourished. So we ourselves, in future, may be able to do this service. If we can study scripture nicely, this is an important service, to be able to systematically teach scripture. Not just systematically present the basics of Krishna consciousness. So all this will, how we will be best engaged in Krishna's service, that Krishna will reveal in due course. But it's difficult in general to convince people of something when they are themselves having different ideas. So different devotees will have different priorities in their Krishna consciousness. So if somebody doesn't appreciate the importance of scriptural study, we just give the reasoning that we are given. And if they don't accept it, they say, no, but you know, we have to build temples, we have to cultivate new people, we have to distribute books. It's all fine. That's what they are inspired to do, that's what they can do. But we should be convinced that we are following Srila Prabhupada, we are ourselves benefiting by it, and we are also becoming better instruments for our spiritual master, so that we can serve better in ways. So that can be our purpose while studying. Okay.